This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're tuned into Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Tan Chung Han, and this morning we have Kalyani Nair, Head of Virtual Banking and Payments with Maybank. Good morning, Kalyani, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Lovely to be here today.
All right, exciting times here for Maybank because it has just launched a first-of-its-kind digital financial planner for your customers, right? But before we dive deeper into the financial planner that Maybank has, let's kind of zoom out here real quick and talk about the broad role of digital platforms when it comes to helping us achieve our financial goals.
Sure. Digital platforms like Maybank2U, they provide the inclusiveness that you really don't get if you do it through a physical channel. It really enables all Malaysians, right, irrespective of how old you are, how young you are, to be able to save money in a very seamless and easy manner. In fact, if you look at a recent financial report, not that recent actually, about a year back, 3 out of 4 Malaysians can't even save 1,000 ringgit for a rainy day. And that's scary, right? So how can we help using the digital platform as a means to help our Malaysians save easily and a bit less painfully?
But which one comes first, though? Does the financial literacy come first? Then they can take advantage of the full offering of these kinds of digital platforms? Or can this digital platform actually help raise financial literacy? Which one comes first?
I think it's a combination of both. You must at least have that awareness that you need to save. Right. So at least if you have that sort of awareness, then the digital platform can help you. And what we have done with the recent launch of the Maybank Goal Savings Plan is that we have made it simple. Sometimes saving can be a very daunting experience, right? And there's a lot of inertia. It's not financial savings. It's not just about finances. It's also about a behavior change. Because a lot of times we've got this whole inertia about wanting to take out money from the salary account and putting it aside. Whether it's for a rainy day, whether it's for your kids' needs or whatever it may be. And we feel that this financial platform you're offering removes that inertia.
How?
The very fact that it allows for automatic savings. So today, if you go onto the Maybank2U platform, right on the dashboard, you can create goals. When you create a goal, right, you can create, and we've got different sorts of goals, right? So from saving for a rainy day, saving for a car, travel, or whatever it is that you aspire to save for, you can actually set an amount and a duration.
Okay.
And automatically, it removes money out of your salary account into this mini account.
Right. Is this then targeted at a rather niche group then? Because going by the numbers you mentioned just now, right, broadly speaking, Malaysians just don't have that much to save. I think more recently, and I've cited this same research over and over again on this program, the research by Khazanah Research Institute saying that, you know, for households earning about 2,000 ringgit per month, at the end of the day, they only have 76 ringgit a month left over, right? And then earlier you mentioned, you know, for many people, trying to have that 1,000 ringgit buffer, that's a big, big ask for them. So how do you bridge that gap from those kind of scenarios versus those who are, like you said, you know, saving for holidays, saving for a car, saving for kids' education? Is that really just targeted to a smaller segment of the Malaysian population? Yeah.
The savings goal allows you to save any amount. So it allows you to save from as little as 100 ringgit to whatever. You can even save 1 million ringgit if you wish to. Right, so it really caters for all sorts of customers from all walks of life, and I think it goes back to what your aspirations are, right? So if your aspiration is, you know, I just need to make sure I've got a buffer of 1,000 ringgit, then by all means you can do that. But if your aspiration is for something larger, again, the financial tool allows you to do that as well.
Yeah. All right, now before we go further into this, I think first things first, this is a very standard question that Malaysians ask. Is this financial planner free?
For sure.
So this digital thing is free, yeah?
Absolutely
okay.
Free.
Good. All right, now we can move on, okay? Now the important stuff is out of the way with. You spoke about the advantages. One of them is perhaps removing the inertia when it comes to saving. What are some other advantages that people can enjoy when using these digital financial planners?
Especially for people who are hard-pressed for time. This gives you a lot of convenience. You don't have to walk into a branch. You don't have to seek an appointment to see anyone. You can actually do this whole thing on your own 24/7. So it really gives you the convenience that you won't get through a physical channel. And the other part that we also have is the risk profiling. So you can actually go online and get your risk profiling done. So we ask you a bunch of questions, and based on that, we can actually tell you whether you're aggressive or whether you're more of a risk taker or you're more conservative in your investment choices.
Right. So the data from the goal savings plan and some of the other features, that could feed into your KYC processes. KYC being Know Your Client. Yeah.
Know Your Client is already there because you've already logged into Maybank to you.
All right, because you need an existing Maybank account
first. Correct.
Ah, okay, right,
correct.
Right.
So that's taken care of. But this is for the customer to understand his risk profiling, to understand his risk appetite, and then deciding, you know, do I want to place a unit trust? Do I want to put some money into fixed deposit? Or do I want to enable savings goals, you know,
right,
to save for smaller ticket items.
So the data that is garnered from here that could feed into our credit profile, could Maybank then use it to see whether we are eligible for certain financial products later down the road?
Correct.
Okay.
So it provides you that recommendation?
Right. Now, goal savings plan, there's just one segment there. I see that there are other features there. I think one that I find quite interesting is the spending tracker.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Okay. The spending tracker, look at it from your own experience today. At the end of the month, do you really know how much you've spent for all the stuff you've used on your credit card or your debit card, right? So how much have you spent on utilities? How much have you spent on entertainment? How much have you spent on grocery shopping for the day, for the whole month? So Spending Tracker gives you that breakdown. So you know exactly how much you'll spend on the different category of items. Mm. And you are actually able to break it down by different card types, different durations. So it really gives you a very clear picture of where your spend are, where's your spending, as well as it gives you a gauge of should you reduce your spending in certain areas or should you then increase it in certain other areas, right? Mm. It gives you that visualization that you usually will not get from a physical statement.
Mm.
A physical statement is just a list, right? And these days, visualization helps a customer much more. Mm. And that's what we achieve to do in this case.
Right. But how meaningful is that visualization? Because, you know, let's be honest, we have had generations of savers now who have gone without this digital financial planner and they have turned out all right. Probably just break it down in my little black book or something, right?
Yeah.
Are there any other advantages to this digital financial planner beyond helping us visualize it?
Yeah. I think it takes out the maths that you talk about, right? Mm. So today you need a little black book. So we are telling you you don't need a little black book because we have done the maths for you.
Mm.
So if you go on to Maybank to you today, we have done the calculation for you. So at one glance, you get to see how much money you have in your savings account, your fixed deposit, even your wealth management. So we sum it all up for you. We even tell you how much is it as per market,
okay,
right? So that really helps the customer. You don't need a little black book anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So now beyond the visualization aspects of it, what about the returns then? Because, hey, at the end of the day, I want anything that is not just easy to use, but also can help my money grow faster. Are those components baked into this financial planner?
Yes. So if you look at Maybank too, it gives you a whole host of services. The savings goal is just one component of it. So you've got a savings goal. So this is where you don't have upfront a big amount of money you can invest in. So you've only got your salary to talk about. So this is where you can then feed in little bits of money every month. So that's savings goal. Then, of course, you've got your unit trust. So you can actually go online, purchase unit trust. You can go online, buy stocks. You can go online and buy insurance policies, multi-currency accounts. So you've got a whole spread of investment options.
All through this financial planner.
All through Maybank to you.
All
through Maybank to you. The goal savings is just one component of that whole suite of services that we have today.
Mm.
So you've got the goal savings, you've got the spending tracker. We've even got this capability. Say, for example, especially for the millennials, right, the younger ones, you're very careful about your expenditure and you want to be alerted once you've spent X amount for the month. So the spending tracker, you can actually set an amount saying that, hey, if I spend more than 5,000 ringgit, alert me. Right. So I've done it myself. So, you know, when I've spent too much, it actually alerts you, hey, you've already spent your 5,000 ringgit for the month. So then you're a bit careful and you then tend to take a step back in your spending.
I'm speaking to Kalyani Nair, Head of Virtual Banking and Payments at Maybank. Now, we have considered the advantages of some of these digital tools. When we come back after the break, we'll perhaps consider some of the limitations for these digital financial planners. This is Ringgit and Cents. Stay tuned.
Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on Ringgit and Cents, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Tan Chung Han, and still with me in the studio is Kalyani Nair, Head of Virtual Banking and Payments with Maybank, here to talk about digital financial planners and how they can help us achieve our personal finance goals. Now, Kalyani, in the first half, you spoke about some of the advantages, right, with this digital financial planner. And there are some unique features to Maybank's product there. You can set certain goals that you can save towards, right? What are some key goals that Malaysians or your customers so far have saved for?
Some of the common ones come out as travel. So you've got lots of customers who are saving up to go traveling. Hmm. The other one is rainy day, so that's a good sign, right? They're all saving up for a rainy day. The third popular one is actually saving up for pilgrimages, for religious trips. So these are the three very popular goals that our customers seem to be saving for.
Compare the savings with, say, investments. Are people savvy enough to actually start investing so they can grow their money as well?
Yes. So we've got a lot of customers who then go online and place unit trusts. They buy stocks. And for the more conservative ones, then they also place fixed deposits. So we've got a lot of fixed deposits which today get placed via Maybank too.
Right. And at risk of getting technical here, I mean, just so we're all clear, it's not like Maybank will separate all these monies into separate accounts, right? At the end of the day, it's still in that one big account. It's just segmented visually just so that we can hit those numerical targets, right?
It's more than a visual feel for the user, because you can't really touch that money. Unless, of course, you break the goal, right? Then, of course, you can get access to the funds there.
So you can set the target amount and target time period.
Yes, and we ring fence that amount, although it sits within your main account.
Okay.
Or else it defeats the purpose, right?
Right.
If you just get to see it visually, but you've still got access to the funds, and then you've got this whole impulsive buying habit that comes across, then it's all just defeated.
What kind of interest rates are being charged on all these different accounts? Right. Oh, I shouldn't say accounts, but what do you call them? Ring-fenced amounts?
Yeah. It's almost like a mini account within your main account.
All right. So what kind of interest rate is charged on all those mini accounts?
So the interest rate follows the Kawan Ku interest rate. So it's tiered.
Okay.
So you are based on the amount that you have kept. It gives you a different interest rate.
Right. So now those are all potentially advantageous aspects of this digital financial planner. Kalyani, let's consider the limitations of these digital tools. One of the things I can think right off the top of my head is that, look, I mean, generally speaking, if you look at the financial habits among Malaysians, right, you need a lot of hand-holding, right? And this is a purely digital tool. How do you bridge that gap then? Does Maybank offer some hand-holding assistance there?
Yeah. So we've got a couple of things. All the ambassadors at the branches, the digital ambassadors at the branches, have been trained and equipped with iPads. In fact, many of our branches today have got Wi-Fi. So if you walk into a Maybank branch today, the greeter who greets you can also spend some time showing you how it works and take you through the journey. Mm-hmm. So at least you're more comfortable trying it out. Having said that, it's always going to complement each other. The digital planning tools that we have will always complement the physical channels that we have. So we have got the relationship managers, we have got the personal financial assistance available at all our branches to help customers as well, especially when you want specialized advice, right? So I always believe it's going to be a hybrid solution. You will have, and of course it's humanizing banking, right? So you will always have people there to help. At the same time, you've got the tools to complement.
All right. Yeah. Will there ever be a scenario whereby, say, I set these goals and let's say I forgot about it and in the end it's just money stuck there? Like, will there be reminders?
Yes. So we'll be sending push notifications out via the mobile to tell you how far you are, how much more to go. And when you reach your goal, we'll prompt you as well.
Are there any rewards?
Right now, there is a campaign going on. There is a reward just to start customers on the right saving habit, and it's the Double Up Your Savings campaign. All you need to do is save a minimum of 200 ringgit in your goal savings plan for at least 3 months. And then, of course, we've got cash prizes out for grabs for our customers.
When we talk about strategies towards better financial planning, digital tools is just one of a plethora to be used, right? What are some other strategies that you recommend your customers or, you know, those listening right now, what should they employ when it comes to improving their financial standing?
Yeah. Personally speaking, I think reading a lot helps. Right, you must expose yourself to these various options available. So read a lot, read a lot of books, read a lot of articles, publications on financial planning. You must also have some knowledge of your risk profiling, of your risk profile. So it's very important that you go online or speak to a relationship manager and get your risk profiling done. It's a very simple, I think it's a bunch of, less than 10 questions that they will ask you. It'll give you a gauge of, you know, whether you're the aggressive type or the conservative type. Then at least you know how to park your funds.
And is it free?
All free.
Okay. Go on.
Yeah. And it's also important to understand what your goals are. Different stages of life, you've got all different goals, right? If you're married, you've got kids, then the goals are very different from a single person. So you must have some sense of what your goals are. And you must strategize your allocation, right? How much you're going to invest in equities, properties, insurance. And you must always, always keep some cash with you. Mm. Right, that is so important.
That buffer, right?
That buffer you must always have. So, and invest in small amounts. Even if you can't invest large amounts, start small. Start somewhere. And the other thing that's important is mingle around with people who understand investment. Talk to them, understand how it works, and this will eventually help you as well in your financial planning.
Or you can just make sure you tune in to Ring It and Sense every Thursday after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin, and all our podcasts are available on the BFM app and on Spotify.
Spot on. And the last thing I would like to tell everyone who's listening is you need to be careful of schemes that seem too good to be true. Mm. Right? Don't get duped.
Right. Now, Kalyani, here's the thing. Perhaps on a more serious note here, look, we have had many guests week in, week out, bringing us this same message. Perhaps, you know, for those listening right now, it's like, okay, fine, that's good to know, great insights, but they're just going to file it away in the back of their mind. What is the most compelling reason, and I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but what is the most compelling reason you can share with those listening right now when it comes to making sure that they get their personal financial planning program in order right now? How do they overcome the inertia right now?
Personally speaking, the way I look at it is that life is uncertain, right? You just don't know what's going to happen next minute or the next hour or the next month or next year. And the least you can do is start planning for it. Right, you can't foresee into the future, but at least you're planning for it. So that inertia, if you have that fear or you have that thought of mind that, you know, you're not sure what's going to happen in the future, then start saving now. Mm. Don't wait till it's too late.
Hopefully, Kalyani, our listeners will heed your words. Thank you so much for your time and your insights. Before I let you go, is there anything else we missed that you might want to share?
No, I think that's it. But thank you so much. It's been lovely chatting with you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. That was Kalyani Nair, Head of Virtual Banking and Payments with Maybank. I'm Tan Chung Han, and this has been Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Stay tuned because we'll have the 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up. And after that, Enterprise right here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.